sorry, David, go ahead.
Excuse me, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. So compared to last year at this point in time, how many persons of color would you say are employed for the district school district at this point in time?
I do not know that number offhand, but I can definitely get that number.
Did you ask how many are employed?
Correct.
Okay.
And so I think probably a couple of years ago, the school district could hang their hat on being with the influx of black administrators and African-American, whatever you want to call it. I say black, I'm black. Black administrators, black educators. And since that point, there's been a mass exodus of administrators and just mass turnover of the black staff in comparison to just other staff in general, as far as positions being eliminated and being demoted and just being put in, you know, different subordinate positions. And so there was a recent Facebook post that I'm going to reference that has to do with staffing. And it's from an ex-board member, too. And Megan and I had a discussion about it, and she would have shared it if she was here. But like I said, I was planning on doing it anyways. But
Point of order. We're not sharing social media.
I'm not sharing it
we're
directly.
Not sharing
I'm reading. I'm
social
reading
media.
Don't
we're
tell
not
me
reading
what I'm not
social
talking
media.
About. So
we're
the
not.
Names go are,
you're out of order,
are
David.
Darryl Williams,
we're not
Anthony
sharing
Bynes,
social media.
Demoted,
we're not
Vicky
sharing
Nelson
social
Hamilton,
media.
Who left the district?
Could we call a recess?
Who left the district? Tasha Bell, whose position was eliminated, she also left the district.
I don't think this is proper.
Charles Chaney, she left the district. Her position was eliminated. Latricia Johnson, her position was eliminated. She left the district.
Okay.
Jackie Jolly, her position was eliminated. Tracy Carradine left the district. Who knows under what circumstances? Amber Ball. Again, we all know the circumstances of why she left. Mr. Jordan resigned. Andy Douglas left the district. Crystal Hendricks resigned. My wife, we're gone. Sheila Marshall, again, she was reassigned to an AP position from a principal's position. Dr. Rochelle Brown is an assistant principal under a less qualified principal, and Devon LaRosa, who also left the district. There are several other names that are not listed here. But however, there's one thing that they all got in common, and they all look like me. They're black, and that's the problem. And until we start addressing that, it's always going to be a problem here in Beloit, Wisconsin. And there's somebody in the room that has a lot to do with that. So again, to staffing,
okay.
I would like to know the answer to my question at some point in time, but address the brown elephant in the room, because we got an issue.
Joanne, do you have anything to respond to that?
Of course she doesn't.
I don't have the statistics that he's asking for.
Of course she doesn't.
Okay.
Nobody in this room does. Nobody in this room cares.
No, that's not true.
I believe you, John.
Why?
I don't believe you, even before you say it.
You know, David, we try hard to operate with a little respect
no,
for each other. Yes, we do.
No, you
some of us don't want
it
to cooperate,
nice,
but
ma'am.
We do try.
No, you
all right. Is there any other questions for Ms. Armstrong?
Interesting, huh? Heavy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Take it all in.
All right. I don't think we have any control over who resigns from our district.
Let's move on to the next item.
You know what?
It's in her heart, John.
I'm ready to move on.
She can't.
That's fine, but I'm not
ready. It's in her heart. She knows it.
I will say that in response to David,
I hope you lose sleep.
We cannot control who leaves our district.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Move on, Pam. Get some. I hope you sleep well.
Let's also look at this as well.
She can't.
What is our makeup of our district? And I'm just asking that question. And we could also be asking, we should also be asking, if we're looking at the makeup of our district, well, how many Hispanic administrators do we have? And are we making a concerted effort to go out and hire Hispanic administrators? And have we been doing that as well? So we have to be looking at that as well.
Both.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Mr. Winkleman.
Do you know offhand our current demographics?
We don't have that information yet, right? We don't have that, but I'm saying that it's a concerted effort that we're making to make sure that we're reaching
out. No, I don't
out.
Mean about our employees. I mean about our students. Do you know our current demographic?
Oh, it's about 30% and climbing, 33% and climbing Hispanic. So, you know, and I say that, and it's, I know that as a district we're trying, but I'm just saying that we have to have that same attention. Considering that the fastest growing population is Hispanic public, we should also be also focusing on that as well. And that's what we have. That's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to do. So we also have to, with that same intensity, also be looking out and making sure that we're also, you know, aware of that. And you know, that's just something that I think everybody should know. And if we care about it, then that's what we want to do.
It's a great point.
And that's what came out of the Hispanic listening, not listening session, but ad hoc committee too, as a recommendation for that, I believe.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So it's not just one. We have to look at everything. But the most important thing I know is that I want the most qualified people in front of our students.